never would have thought that Pittsfield, Massachusetts, a city with a population of approximately 45,000 people, would be the epicenter of professional theater. In a normal year, only two shows opening in the Berkshires would be seen as a theatrical calamity. Now, it's joyful national news that two live professional productions are opening next week in Pittsfield, figuratively, our own backyard. While the Broadway theaters in New York City remain dark, this week the one-man comedy drama Harry Clark opens at Barrington Stage Company, and Berkshire Theater Group performs the 10-person musical Godspell. The two are the only productions in the entire country that have been approved for live performance by Actors Equity Association. In late May, Actors Equity, in an effort to protect the health and safety of actors, backstage crew, and audiences, announced guidelines which had to be met for the union to grant permission for an actor to appear on stage. The major conditions Equity set were that the epidemic be under control and reliable testing be in place. At the time, the demand seemed so insurmountable, most theater companies closed for the season. Independently, Julianne Boyd, artistic director of Barrington Stage, and Kate McGuire, the artistic director and CEO of Berkshire Theater Group, resolved that they would have a way to produce theater this summer. They've done it, but it hasn't been easy. It would be impossible to overpraise either of them for their determination and ability to collaborate, compromise, and adjust. It appears neither production will generate a significant profit, if any. It would have been far easier and safer to close their theaters for the season. However, in telephone conversations with each of them, it became clear that their devotion to producing live theater and the realization of the economic impact their institutions have on their communities drove them to accomplish what no other theater in the country has been able to do. The achievement can be regarded as a career high point for both women. And I repeat, it hasn't been easy. At Barrington Stage, Boyd went so far as to have every other row of seats physically removed from the Boyd Quinton main stage. And in the remaining aisles, two seats would be empty between individual parties on every side. This reduced seating capacity from 520 seats to 163 seats. For backstage concerns, Barrington Stage chose a one-man show, Harry Clark, that requires only one stage manager. Adding to the frustration and uncertainty is that Governor Charles Baker of Massachusetts still hasn't signed off on the safety of the theater and is not authorizing any indoor gatherings. So that means with barely a week until the first preview, the show has to move to a tent a block or two from the theater. Adding to the frustration, capacity, which was reduced from 520 seats to 163 seats, is now down to 96 seats. It's a strong financial setback since there is no way to extend the show to recoup the lost ticket revenue. McGuire says Berkshire Theater Group is more fortunate. She originally planned to rearrange the Fitzpatrick stage in Stockbridge for social distancing purposes. However, discussions with the board, equity, and state and local governments convinced her the better option was to produce the musical Godspell outside under a tent. The tent, also with a seating capacity of 96, is located in downtown Pittsfield next to the 700-seat Colonial Theater. Godspell has a cast of 10, and under equity guidelines, will use two stage managers. Both Boyd and McGuire say that working with equity was a collaborative experience. Boyd admits the demands of the unions could sometimes be stressful, but overall, it had a positive effect. "We all have the same goals," said Boyd. "That is the safety of the actors, backstage workers, and the audience." McGuire added another goal. "We all want to see the return of live theater." It was also a collaborative effort between both theater companies. The two artistic directors would brainstorm together regularly, and each says the other was generous both in terms of emotional support and with resources. The policy for audiences is very similar in both occasions, which Boyd says is a positive, not only for safety purposes, but having the same practices in both theaters will help audiences acclimate to the new normal. Temperatures will be taken on entry, and there are no physical tickets used in either venue. Well-marked, one-way signs will be placed for aisles, and hand sanitizer stations will be plentiful. Above all, audience members must wear masks at all times. As for the performers, since Harry Clark is a one-man show, using only one stage manager, the risk of contagion is minimal. But Mark H. Dold, who is playing Harry Clark, says he and the stage manager will be tested every couple of days. The cast of Godspell and the two stage managers are quarantining together throughout the run of the show and during the rehearsal period. This greatly reduces the risk of outside contagion. Two, the show is being staged, so there is on-stage social distancing and no direct address to other actors during the performance. Despite these precautions, frequent testing of the cast will take place. On the Barrington Theatre Group's website, they define theater as a place to reflect on what it is to be human. Earlier this year, Boyd said she was calling her Barrington stage event a season of hope. Both sentiments take on added significance when you recall that one of the songs in Godspell is Save the People. Finally, thanks to the determination of Boyd and McGuire, live theater returns to the area this week. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.